By the summer of 67, the youth of America was wearing flowers in its hair and discovering a counterculture. But the producers of the show didn't want the Monkees identified with all that.
They wouldn't let us do interviews. They wouldn't let us talk about the Vietnam War. They wouldn't let us talk about drugs. And quite rightly, you know, we shouldn't be sort of like so opinionated. Or, you know, we've got to have opinions. So they asked us about drugs, and we'd say, yeah, we drink Coca-Cola. Don't you know it takes the pain off your car? What about the Vietnam War? Well, when I'm over there, when I'm on the front line, I'll tell you about it. You know, promptly I was drafted, you know. So they wanted to keep out of all that kind of stuff, because we're supposed to be actors, carefree young kids, you know, trying to sing and become rock and roll singers, you know, to become... The show was about a group trying to be famous, and they sort of lost touch with that, and all of a sudden there was 600 kids outside the studio shouting, "We want the Monkees," and a lot of people lost the point of what the idea of the show was.
While Pleasant Valley Sunday was streaking up the charts to number 3, its flip side made it to number 11. That one was Words.
Girl, don't you know every time I see you smiling?
So bad, cause when I see you, I start trying.
And it's tough, but there's no denying.
In love with you, girl, is just like dying.
Yeah.
cuddly toy, written by Nilsson and recorded by the Monkees in 1967. In spite of their lovable image, Davies says they had their share of fights.
There was obviously this sort of natural jealousies that 20-year-olds would have, working together, four guys with different opinions from different backgrounds. There was always, there was a punch-up once a week, you know, where one of us has ended up at UCLA nursing the stitches, you know. But that was what happens with most people that are together. I wouldn't say most people, but you have your differences of opinion. And being youthful and sort of opinionated, then we would punch out. And, you know, if we couldn't say it with words, we'd say it with our fists. But not too often, just as many times as you would expect.
Davies sang this one, which spent 4 weeks at number one in the fall of 1967. Daydream Believer.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razors grow and it sings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without our love one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really
Believer from the Monkees. The real identity of Valerie and other true stories coming up on the Monkee Story.
UZP FM Mesa Phoenix, the service of nationwide communications. We're continuing on with our special Monkees Festival. In fact, here comes hour two right now at the number one hit music station.
KZZP 104.7 FM.
This is Rufus Hurt with the Monkee Story. In early 1968, the Monkees released their fifth album, The Birds, the Bees, and the Monkees. Like the ones before, it went gold, and it contained a number three hit for the band, Valerie, sung by Davy Jones.
There was a Valerie that worked on the set, Valerie, who was one of the stand-ins and one of the extras that worked on our set. And we were all partial to her company. She was a lovely lady, and she was sort of... She was one of the people that was in a lot of the shows. She wasn't my girlfriend or anybody's in particular, but she was a friend, one of the people we could trust that was around.
We'll be right back.
like Nesmith's song, Tapioca Tundra. It was the B-side of Valerie, but also hit the top 40 itself. Though they were only together a few years, the Monkees were a genuine phenomenon. And though they were sometimes accused of being the pre-Fab Four, Peter Tork thinks they were a musical influence, too.
What the Monkees were, on the final analysis, is not the Marx Brothers plus the Beatles. It was maybe the Marx Brothers times the Beatles or something. I mean, there's no way of adding things up, a little of this and a little of that, and describing the Monkees. The whole Monkee phenomenon, for those who were part of it or were paying attention at the time, it only is what it was. There's not enough words in the language to encapsulate it. There was the pop music, there was the TV shows. You can look at the TV shows, you can listen to the music, and you can read the sales figures, and you can see what kind of an impact the Monkees had. You can ask Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers what, you know, where they heard their first music, or a half a dozen other groups that are now high on the charts got their first kicks of from pop music by listening to the Monkees.
The Monkees meet Jack Nicholson, next on The Monkee Story.
Has your mouth made any good decisions lately? Give it the Certs Challenge, why don't you? One taste and it'll tell you that great flavor and retin make certain.
0.7 FM will be giving away $1,000 a day every weekday until further notice.
KCZP 104.7 FM.
In late 1968, the Monkees TV show was canceled. The group, meanwhile, was at work on a movie called Head. Peter explains.
Bert Schneider, Bob Rafelson, Jack Nicholson, and the four of us went to Ojai, which is a valley outside of L.A., and for a weekend we sat in a motel room and churned out ideas for a movie that we wanted to make, which we said we did not want to have be another Monkee episode. And Jack and Bob took the tapes that were rolling at the time of our discussion and took them home and wrote a script for it. Jack helped direct me in one of the scenes that I did, and I found him to be a wonderful guy, an understanding, insightful, prime artist. I think that the movie is very much a tribute to his imagination, and I would love to see him do some more work along those lines.
Head was released in 1969. It was a commercial flop at the time, though it's since become a cult favorite. Here's a tune from it, Porpoise Song.
Thank you. say.
Song from the legendary team of Lieber and Stoller, and the last major hit for the Monkees in June of 68. Later that year, Peter left the group, and as Mickey recalls, things fell apart pretty quickly.
It didn't wind down, it crashed. I mean, it was like, you know, it was a fairly rapid decline. We always said we wanted to quit on top, and essentially that's what we did. When Peter quit, Mike and David and I did fulfill some commitments that we had made, that we had to. Then when Mike quit, David and I, who, you know, we're more the kind of showman, as it were. We, again, fulfilled some commitments that we'd already made, finishing up recording stuff that had already been in the can. But then it very, very quickly just, dissolved.
The great 1986 Monkees revival. After this on the Monkees Story.
Has your mouth made any good decisions lately?
Hi, this is Mickey Dolenz on KZZP 104.7 FM, the number one hit music station and home of the Monkees.
KZZP 104.7 FM.
Since they broke up, the Monkees have led very different lives. Davey and Mickey have had successful TV careers in England. Mike has been a music video pioneer in California. And Peter has spent the last few years teaching and playing folk music in New York. Now, suddenly there's a resurgence of interest in the Monkees. Their old TV shows are being rerun, and Mickey, Davey, and Peter are doing a reunion tour. According to Mickey, it came about this way.
David Fischoff, a producer, actually prompted it and called Peter, and Peter called me, and I was living in England, and quite honestly, I wasn't very interested at all. I developed quite a successful career over there as a producer and a director. And I haven't performed or wanted to perform or entertain for years, 10, 12 years at least. So I, you know, said, well, thanks a lot, but really I just have too many other things I'm doing and it's not really something I want to do. And they called me back and came over and visited me again, and it started sounding a bit more interesting, you know, especially seeing Pete and getting back together with him and having a lot of fun, and those were fun days, needless to say. My wife's the one that actually talked me into it in the final analysis and said, oh, go on, you know, we'll take the kids around the United States with us for a whole summer. That sounded pretty good. And get paid for it.
From their brand new album, Then and Now, The Best of the Monkees, here's a new single. That was then, this is now.
Tough and
anytime, anyplace, anywhere. Another new one from the Monkees. Even though Mike isn't part of this reunion, Davey wouldn't rule out his participation down the road.
Well, I understand Michael was asked. I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. But he was asked, and he said that his schedule didn't fit ours. And he said that he hoped to join us in September when we were supposedly getting together to do a special. Maybe something like The Last Orient Express to Clarksville would be my title. A sort of thriller, Marx Brothers, sort of a Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Road to Hong Kong, you know, Day at the Races sort of thing. I don't know. Maybe Mike will join us, but and maybe it'll be his production company, and maybe it'll be directed by Mickey Dolenz.
It seems as though the chemistry is still there, and a whole new generation is discovering the music and the fun of the Monkey Story. The Monkey Story has been brought to you by Dr. Pepper, the soft drink that's out of the ordinary, like you. Copyright 1986, the United Stations Programming Network. This program may not be reproduced without expressed written consent of the copyright owner. All rights reserved. The Monkey Story was written and produced by John Platt for the United Stations. Executive producer Ed Solomon. Technical directors George Costantino and Kevin Ryder. Assisted by Tracy Magliero, Rich Rosenfeld, Rich Vestuto, and Rob Burrell. This is Rufus Hurd.
The Monkees, and you're listening to Guess Who? KZZP 104.7 FM, the number one hit music station. Hey!
KZZP 104.7 FM!
Here we come, walk down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees, and people say we're monkey around.
Thank you.
for you. We'll make sure you're here tomorrow night. We got a special All Monkeys Top 8 at 8 with Doug Kelly at KZZP. That comes your way at 8 o'clock. And we'll be taking the prize patrol out. Dr. Dove and I will be out near the concert giving away monkeys things. Been listening from KZZP, 104.7 FM, the number one hit music station.